I'm here with Mick Ebling and Mandy Harvey. Many people probably remember Mandy from America's Got Talent. She got the golden buzzer and took fourth place on the show. Mick has been able to help her experience music in a very new and unique way. Mick has also helped print 3D prosthetic limbs for amputees in Sudan, and helped build machines that help children in Mexico walk. Mick, what message were you trying to portray to the FFA members?
You know, the message of Not Impossible is about not being daunted or even believing in the concept of impossible and committing to solving the social problems of our world through the people here, through just the general public deciding, hey, these things need to be changed, we're going to change it. But you're not waiting for government, you're not waiting for permission, you're not waiting for any degree or diploma or money. You're just saying, hey, we got to go change these things.
In the speech that you were giving today, you talked a lot about impossible. There have been a lot of great changes, a lot of great things that people have done, but it was first impossible to a lot of people. So what was that message that you gave to FFA members?
Just historically and statistically, everything that's possible today was impossible at one time. So the inverse of that is everything that is impossible right now, statistically, is on the trajectory of becoming possible. And when you all of a sudden encapsulate life and you think about life's problems through that lens, all of a sudden life doesn't look so hard.
Something that the FFA really concentrates on is service, and that is a big part of what you do. You've gone around the world, you've helped people in Africa, Mexico, and here in the United States. Tell me how you helped Mandy here.
Well, I don't know if I can say that I helped Mandy. I think we created a device that allows people who are hard of hearing or deaf to be able to experience music through their skin. And I was very fortunate that one of our mutual friends, who is this incredible human being named Eric Weimer, he is the only person to ever climb all 7 summits and kayak the Grand Canyon, and he is blind. So he's this just incredible human being. He introduced me to Mandy, and when we created the Music Not Impossible solution, Mandy came over and we tried it out, and she loved it, and it worked on her, and now she's actually helping us and consulting with us to kind of help make it a tool that can service the deaf population in a more precise and accurate way.
Mandy, I'm sure that you loved music before you met Mick, but how has this helped change the way you experience music?
Music has always been something that's been a part of my soul. It's a part of who I am, and I'm constantly trying to find different ways to experience it so that I can understand it just a little bit more. And meeting Mick and using that tool, it was crazy being able to feel my voice on my own skin and to feel the dynamic changes of what I was creating. It was a beautiful moment for me, and one that I was very much a part of with the deaf community of, I ain't giving this back. So it's amazing, and I'm excited to think about how I can implement that into my concerts, for being able to feel the rhythm even if there's a crowd who screams and you lose everything through feeling through the floor. There's a lot of different things I'm really looking forward to.
So you performed one song up on stage, and there were some beautiful words. What were you trying to portray as a message to the FFA community through your song?
The song Try is just that. It's my story in a nutshell, saying that my world is not the way that I wish it to be, but I'm making a commitment to taking one step at a time. And my hope for the FFA is that they can see that the world is not impossible, and we have all the tools that we need to create a beautiful place, and we just need to be able to try and not allow fear to tell us that we can't commit to things. And so for me, it's making sure that we do our part, everybody does their part, to make the world better. And Mick is a beautiful example of that.
So I'm here with Mick and Mandy. They've been able to talk to the FFA and have inspired all of us. I'm Bronson Tykert with FFA Today.